you are listening to Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. This Sunday, we are belatedly celebrating our two-year anniversary, and so looking back at some of the performances and interviews, and in the case of what you hear in the background, one of the best guest DJ sessions that we had in the past year, from August of last year, DJ Lengua of Mas Exitos Flame came in and just dropped a beautiful summer, laid-back, into-summer kind of great guest DJ session. Can't recommend it enough. I'm going to play you as much of it as I can here in the start of this second hour. We also have an interview and performance from the Boogaloo Assassins that we recorded last October. Their radio debut, and really pretty much the debut of anything that they had recorded. And so that is coming up in addition to some other goodies. But right now, I'll leave you in the capable hands of DJ Lengua here on KPFK in Melting Pot.
Thank you.
You've been listening to part of a guest DJ session that DJ Lengua did here on our airwaves last August at the end of the month. Every end of the month, just about, here on Melting Pot, we do all vinyl. And DJ Lengua came in with a bunch of vinyl and just blessed us with a great session. That full set, it's about 45 minutes, is archived at meltingpotblog.com in the Be Our Guest section. And just stroll around in there for a bit and you'll see DJ Lengua. He is going to be a part of this pretty crazy night of music next week, Wednesday, June 20th. This is the second annual Head Charge Dub Club meets Dub Lab. Also featured on this night in the Echoplex are David Rodigan and the Dub Club DJs. At the Echo, DJ Lengua is going to be there along with Buye Pongo, and who I think still features Bardo Martinez of Chicano Batman on vocals and accordion. He might be too busy, but hopefully he's still in the group and they're all still playing together. But you'll find out next week. And if you want to experience it all, I'll give you a call right now at 818-985-5735 for tickets to the second annual Head Charge Dub Club meets Dub Lab featuring Dave Rodigan, DJ Lingua, and Booyah Pongo all over at the Echo or the Echoplex on Wednesday, June 20th. 818-985-5735 is the number to call if you want tickets to that show. Up next, we have perhaps my favorite performance coming after one of my favorite guest DJ sets coming from the Boogaloo Assassins right now here on KPFK in Melting Pot. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles. This is Melting Pot, and it is my great pleasure to welcome our guests here today. The Boogaloo Assassins are in the studio. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Pretty great. Good, man.
Great.
Okay, they are going to do a little interview with us and perform several songs, and actually we're just going to throw it over them for a performance. Here now are the Boogaloo Assassins on KPFK.
Para todas las abuelas. Okay? Okay. Everybody happy? Por favor.
You just heard the Boogaloo Assassins performing live here in our studio. And thanks so much to you guys for coming in and spending a little time with us and bringing us this sound, man. A lot of people in the know kind of know this sound, this kind of mid-60s, late-60s kind of Latin sound. And so maybe they kind of expect to hear all these different sounds mixed up together. But for a lot of people, especially I think on the West Coast, since Boogaloo started up in kind of the East Coast and New York especially, it might be a little bit of a surprise. So can you tell me a little bit about how you guys found your way, how you found your way together, and also how you found your way to these kinds of sounds?
Well, I'll start then. I'm originally from the East Coast, so coming from a Latino and a Black background, I heard salsa, and I would hear Black music at home, along with a lot of other things. But, you know, that's how it started with me, is hearing that stuff as a little kid, you know, especially Sunday mornings when my mom was cleaning the house, and I'd hear Celia Cruz and Johnny Pacheco, you know, and my dad would play the Commodores, you know, and listen to, you know, jazz. So it's always been around the house. We moved to the West Coast, you know, I've always listened to it, you know, so, just something that's always been at the house, you know what I mean? So playing around L.A. for a long time and meeting Bill and getting to know Richie, you know, these guys had a love for it too. Not just this music, but music, and then finding out that they really love this Latin sound as well. So,
Yeah, for me as well. This is Richie talking now. I grew up as a an LA native, you know, being from here. My mother's Puerto Rican, my father's Peruvian, and my mother always had music playing in the house, as like Chuck was describing. It was always a presence. There was always salsa. There was always music going on, period. And my mother moved to New York when she was very young, so she heard all the groups. You know, I've played my mom the recordings that we've done lately, and the look in her eyes was pretty amazing, you know, watching her go like, oh, I know this sound, like, you know. So, yeah, it was always something I grew up with listening to, you know, and similarly, like Chuck said, yeah, playing around L.A. and knowing a bunch of different musicians out here and playing in different groups. I caught wind of the group through my boy Billy Goods, who brought me in to play Guido for some songs and like sit in with the group. And we gelled, you know. I met Bill and the rest of the guys, and you know, we hit it off in terms of having just a profound love for this type of music and this expression. And then we got to know each other and we became friends, and you know, it makes it that much better. And so now I'm in the mix, so to speak.
We're happy you're here. These cats.
Now, was it, because I know that a lot, I mean, one it's a really big group, like Bill, Rich, and Charles are talking to us on mic right now, but there's a big group. There's a lot of people. I don't know how we fit everybody in to our studio. It's a big group, big sound. And you guys, from what I'm aware of, played in a variety of different groups, not all of which had like straight Latin kind of backgrounds, like, you know, some kind of like some ska bands, some, I think even like some punk leaning bands, some other, like a whole lot of different sounds. And like, was it a situation where you guys kind of started meeting each other and felt like you wanted to come up with this particular kind of band, or was it kind of just like this organic process of started becoming friends and then like the sound just kind of developed? I'm just wondering like how you got to kind of this sound.
Yeah, it's kind of a coincidence. This is Bill speaking, piano player. Chuck and I were in a reggae band together, a traditional Jamaican ska and rock steady and reggae group that was sort of a band that had been around for years in L.A. called Ocean 11, and I was invited to play piano, and Chuck was singing some songs, and just at rehearsal one day, on break, I went into a montuno, which is the Cuban-style piano patterns that happen over and over again. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about, oh, I love that music. Oh, I dig it too. And we had never played in bands that played Latin music. And just from that discussion, he started having people over to his pad for completely informal jams. I mean, we didn't know what we were doing, and we just started, you know, week by week, somebody else would stop by, somebody else would stop by. And after a couple months of jamming and working on tunes, we realized we kind of have a band. We have the, you know, the starting of a band here. And originally we were wide open to kind of different Cuban music styles, but older. It was always from a point of view of older stuff, you know, the 60s era. And Boogaloo was one of the things that we also had in common, like, oh, I love Boogaloo records too. And so we started throwing in Boogaloo songs into the mix. And like for me, the way I came to this music was I didn't grow up with it. I was studying, I was like a blues player, jazz player a little bit, and would listen to these comps, like Ubiquiti used to put out these Latin jazz comps, and Discarga was a website that had old comps of Boogaloo records. And I just started getting into it that way, from really from jazz, like from American Boogaloo, like Lou Donaldson, Alligator Boogaloo, those kind of records.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what's this Latin Boogaloo?
Yeah.
What's this other Boogaloo they're talking about? And I fell in love with it, and then it was cool that we ended up, you know, ended up meeting other dudes who also liked it. So there wasn't a master plan. It kind of fell together over a period of months.
One of the things you guys performed earlier, a cover of a song that you wouldn't think would be with a Latin group, which is Don Penn's No, No, No. I remember a friend of mine, Oliver Wang, who does SoulSides.com, talking about you guys from several years ago and mentioning that you guys did that song. And I was like, I would never see that. First off, it's way slow, let alone be in a totally different genre. I was like, I got to hear this. You know, could you just say something about how kind of being where you're at right now also gives you a lot more freedom, maybe than a lot of other bands who do similar things, though, in different styles?
Yeah, man, Oliver's great, man. He came to our house, or my house. I call it our house. We're at my house a lot, you know, rehearsing and stuff. And, yeah, we had done No, 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 and that was, I think, Billy's suggestion, right, to do No, No, No. And it just made sense, like, like to all of us, like, when he just said it, everybody's like, let's try it. There was no, like, oh, there's no way we could, you know, pull that off or whatever. We just tried it and did it, and it came out pretty cool.
Yeah.
It came out pretty cool. We've finally recorded it. We're working on mixing these tracks that we recorded. No, No, No being one of them. It's really cool that we can just there's a lot of ideas that come out like that. One of them was trying to do Can't Get Next to You, right? There's a lot of tracks that come out like that, that people just throw out. And it's open like that at our rehearsals and practices and stuff. People just voice whatever they think. Some of it gets shot down, of course, but a lot of it is pretty cool. Like, where everybody seems to be pretty open to just kind of going for it, because we're creating a sound. You know,
we're lucky in that Boogaloo itself is a hybrid genre. You know, it was back in the day, and they were stealing from each other and from American R&B, but with very traditional Latin band lineup. So we're kind of playing with that. I guess No, 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 it's like a dance floor classic that we all know so well. Whether you're from the reggae scene, we got two or three guys who DJ regularly in the group, and so it's just this tune that without thinking it was like you said, Billy I think said, why don't we try this? We tried it as a mambo, and it actually worked, and thought, yeah, that did need reinvention. You know, so we're still playing with trying to reinvent things and be true to the way those tunes, like, if that tune I think the original You Don't Love Me was 67, so imagine in 68 a Latin band covered it. That's kind of,
you know,
like,
they're probably like, there might be
right,
some 45 out there somewhere, somebody covering those tracks.
Sure,
you know, when you run into things like, you know, like Latin or or kind of like Latin soul versions of Eddie Bo songs from like Mexico or Colombia or something like that, and you're like, what the hell? How did this happen? But it is in the same respect, like you were saying, it's very true to kind of what the spirit of Boogaloo was all about bringing in all these different styles and what, you know, later became kind of the spirit with salsa as well, just that mix of styles. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are, Rich was just talking about this, about how you're finally putting some things down, recording some things.
Yep.
And so should we expect a physical recording from Boogaloo Assassins in the near future?
Yes.
Yeah, we certainly hope so.
Okay.
Certainly.
Because a lot of us have been waiting for this.
It's on its way.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
We got some stuff in the can, and we got a few more in the pipeline. We're hoping 45 or maybe double 45 EP and, you know, possibly full length. I know that's a little vague, but it's the train has left the station.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
But you guys are still, is this something you're going to put out yourselves, or are you working with a label yet?
We're not working with a label, but we'll see. Maybe once we get a couple tunes where we want them, see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And can we get you to do a couple more songs?
Absolutely.
Sure.
All right. You've been listening to Chuck, Richie, and Bill, the Boogaloo Assassins, from an interview we recorded in October last year. Before we get to the final songs the band recorded at that session, I do have tickets for an upcoming performance featuring the band. This is part of the proper grand opening of the Virgil, which was formerly Little Temple in Silver Lake. If you'd like to see the Boogaloo Assassins performing this Thursday, June 21st, along with Gabby Hernandez and Light, and DJs Billy Goods and Bobby Soul, who are also in the Boogaloo Assassins, give me a call right now. I've got 5 pairs of tickets for the Boogaloo Assassins at the Virgil on Thursday, June 21st, 21 and over show. Call me now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Here again are the Boogaloo Assassins.
¿Cómo? ¡Qué rico!
It's voodoo.
You just heard the Boogaloo Assassins here on KPFK and Melting Pot. I cannot thank you guys enough for coming through. Thank you so much for coming through, guys.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. The vinyl. We want the vinyl.
Yeah,
double 45. Double 45.
180 gram 45.
Oh, man. That sounds so nice. That sounds so, so nice. I can't, you know, a lot of people now have dreams of double 45s now in around their heads, and hopefully that'll be coming soon. And other good things from the Boogaloo Assassins. Thanks so much, guys, for coming through.
Thank you.
All right, so that's the last special rebroadcast that we have for you here on the two-year anniversary of Melting Pot here on KPFK. Boogaloo Assassins recorded last year, last October. Took a little while for us to get that on the air, but it was well worth the wait. And congrats to those of you who won tickets to see them next Thursday at the Virgil. Quite a time, and we're still waiting for that vinyl. But hopefully, it'll be coming soon from the Boogaloo Assassins. Big thanks to all the artists who spent time with us in year number two of Melting Pot. Boogaloo Assassins, who you just heard a moment ago. Spain, who you also heard. And Barry Adamson, The Sandwiches, and Pollen. Also to DJs who came in and shared music with us, including Adrian Young, who hopefully will have his band sometime here, upcoming in year three. DJ Sol Marcosa. And DJ Lengua, whose guest set you heard a little bit of earlier. And also interviews with Pat Thomas, author of Listen Whitey, and Mike James Kirkland came in and spent some time with us and shared wisdom and all kinds of great soul. Also, big thanks to Stan Mizrahi and Mark Maxwell for their sonic wizardry, making everything sound twice as nice. I'll be back next week, end of the month. We're on all vinyl. We'll see if we have a guest. Otherwise, it'll just be a bunch of vinyl records for me. 2 weeks from now, we have the best so far of 2012. And so we'll see where year three takes us and beyond here on Melting Pot at KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. If you ever need to get a hold of me, you can email me at michael@meltingpotblog.com. That is also the address for our audio blog, meltingpotblog.com. And you can also check for us on Facebook, where occasionally we have some ticket giveaways as well, including currently some tickets for the Satisfaction Show that's coming up next week. And that is at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Until next time, y'all take care. I'll see you when I see you. Folk Scene is up next. Bye-bye.